Hello, and welcome to HCC 360. I'm Via Skinner, Coordinator for Campus Communications. Do you have a child in elementary, middle, or high school? HCC 360 takes a deep dive into one of the many interesting things happening at Harford Community College, and this interview might be very interesting to you.
Camp Curiosity is a choose-your-own-adventure. We have specialty camps, we have traditional full-day camps, so a little bit of everything. And so it's kind of just use your imagination. Whatever you think that, you know, you possibly could be interested in, we probably have something along those lines.
That's Kelly Pulaski, Coordinator for Youth Programs at HCC. Every summer, hundreds of K through 12th grade students spend time at Camp Curiosity. It takes place all over the campus, and they learn and have fun doing a wide range of activities. WHFC student volunteer Daniel Admasu sat down to talk with Kelly Pulaski about Camp Curiosity and a lot more. Let's dive in.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of HCC 360. My name is Daniel Admasu, and in today's episode, I'll be interviewing the coordinator of youth programs here at Harford Community College, and she is none other than Kelly Pulaski. Kelly, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. How are you?
Good. It's good to be here.
That's awesome. Awesome. So right before I get into my main questions, I want to start off by asking, who is Kelly Pulaski? What does Kelly Pulaski do as a youth coordinator here at the college? Just tell us about yourself and how did you come to the college?
Sure. So I've been with the college since around 2019. Prior to coming here, I was in the public schools as an elementary school teacher, fifth grade math, super fun. And then I started here at the college, and I oversee our K through 12 enrichment program. So that's anything from our homeschool classes to our music classes and our summer camps.
How did you get your inspiration to create the youth programs? Was there someone that really inspired you to really get involved with youth programs?
Sure. So I am that kid that was, you know, always wanted to be a teacher. I always wanted to work with children. I had three sisters, and in our basement, we used to play school all the time, and I would fight to be the teacher. So it just was something that I've always wanted to do. I, you know, cannot pinpoint one moment that kind of, really solidified that for me. And it's kind of funny because I was a really shy kid, too. So in school, I was the kid that would, like, hide in the back and not want to be called on. But, you know, now I'm the one up front dancing in front of the kids and, you know, excited to be there. So it's just been something that I've always wanted to do. Maybe I was born this way.
Okay. So I wanted to ask you, is K through 12 the only age group that you provide services for Camp Curiosity?
Yeah. So Camp Curiosity, we do service that school age group. We do also have an early learning center here on campus. So that services children ages 2 to 5. And that is with the director, Jen Eater. And she runs partial camps for them. So it's outside of our camp programming. But she does have 2 to 3 day camps for them. So anything from fairy tale princesses, so they're doing superheroes like Marvel superheroes, to they also do cooking and things like that. So much smaller programs for those little ones that are only 2 to 3 hours a day to really get them some time on campus and exposure to different things.
So why does HCC run camps for K through 12?
Sure. So it is a service that we provide to the community. We see that a lot of camps in the area service that elementary age group. And so we like to be able to extend up into that middle and high school demographic to really provide those students with an enrichment experience. So that way they have something to do over the summer that is hands-on, engaging, and maybe keeps them out of a little bit of trouble.
I mean, I want to ask you this, though. So the camp, you guys call it Camp Curiosity, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask you, so can you give us a general definition of what Camp Curiosity means?
Sure. So here at the college, our slogan is Let Curiosity. And so we like to have our littlest learners, we like to call them, our campers, to, you know, be involved in that. So Camp Curiosity is a choose-your-own-adventure. We have specialty camps, we have traditional full-day camps, so a little bit of everything. And so it's kind of just use your imagination. Whatever you think that, you know, you possibly could be interested in, we probably have something along those lines.
Awesome. And from what I read about Camp Curiosity, you guys offer so many programs. I mean, from theater to learning about cybersecurity, mm-hmm. to computers, to even things such as Minecraft and Roblox.
Yes.
And hey, as a video game player myself, I'm a real fan of that. So that's something that really caught my interest when I first heard about Camp Curiosity. That's really, really cool. But I did want to ask you, though, what was happening with camps when you got here and how did you change it?
Sure. So camps, when I first got here, they were typically servicing that younger generation, the elementary school students. We took a lot of field trips off campus. We used the pool here that we have on campus, and it looked more like a traditional summer camp experience that you might see everywhere else. And since I've started, we tried to expand that, like I said, including those older age groups, as well as bringing in people who are really specialized in their field. So to your point, the Minecraft and the Roblox, we have someone who, you know, teaches technology in the public school system, has a degree in it, and is able to really, you know, elevate those programs to a whole nother level.
How did you go about finding teachers and counselors for this program?
Sure. So it's a lot of outreach to the local schools. We really like to give back to the community and those teachers within the county. You know, they're already doing a great job, especially, you know, these past few years have been really hard and they just excel at what they do already. So it's reaching out to them and, you know, seeing what their summers look like. And that's kind of my process, is build around their availability. And, you know, cause everyone wants a little mini vacation. So that's where I start, is that outreach to them. And then I also look at what we're doing and what we need and try to reach out to individuals in the community who might need or who might have the expertise. So, for example, a few years ago, we offered a drone technology camp. And so I went searching for someone who, you know, worked with drones on a daily basis to be able to do that. So that's kind of where I start.
Last year, with the COVID-19 pandemic, with everything changing our whole world, from us moving to our normal lives to a new normal where we are now looking at, you know, computer screens, talking to others through third-party apps. What was Camp Curiosity like last year? Was there a Camp Curiosity?
There was. We actually never shut down due to COVID. We did transition online for summer 2020 to be able to still provide, you know, services to the community. But last year, we were back on campus in a small capacity. We were very safe. We followed all of the Maryland Department of Health guidelines, as well as the CDC. And our camp is actually regulated by the Maryland Department of Health. So we are licensed through them. So we worked really one-on-one with them to make sure we were following all the best practices. So we offered a smaller version of our camp with much smaller group sizes to really keep things safe. But other than that, I mean, we were back in full swing. You know, we did things like kids couldn't share materials, so everyone got a box of crayons instead of a shared a group of crayons, things like that, to really make sure things were nice and safe for the kids. But, you know, it was a great summer. We got great feedback from the parents, and the kids were just excited to be back in person and interacting with one another.
Well, that's awesome. So nothing really changed regarding Camp Curiosity, especially for a year such as 2020.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we worked really hard to try to make sure that things were just as smooth for those kids, because they were out of school for so long and they were just missing that social interaction. So that was our main goal. It was like, we have to get them together somehow, even if it is 6 feet apart with masks on and they can't, you know, share materials. We're gonna figure out a way to do it.
Yeah. So I want to ask you this, though. With kids from K through 12 participating in Camp Curiosity, I want to ask you this. Are there full day and half-day camps by any chance?
Yes. So our full-day camps are from 9 to 4 p.m., and then we do also have those half-day camps from 9 to 12. We do a variety, so for all ages. So some parents use our camp as childcare, and they need to go to work during the day, so those full-day camps work really well. Others use it as just an experience to be able to provide their kids, so sometimes they're interested in those half-day programs, so that's why we're able to offer both.
Oh, okay. So I want to ask you, what do you do for parents who need extra time in the morning and evening?
I am glad you asked. That is a big question all the time we get from parents. We offer before and after care. So we're open as early as 7:30 for those children who need to be dropped off sooner so that their parents can get to work or other things. And then we actually stay open as late as 5:30. So it's a great window for parents that are in need of that care. And it's only an additional $25 per child per week to utilize that service. And we offer it for all ages. So from 6 to 17 is what we service for our camp. So any child can be registered for that, because we recognize that while a 17-year, you know, high schooler might not necessarily need to be supervised during those time hours, they might not necessarily have a ride home until their parent gets off work. So we have certified staff that stay with the children, and they have activities planned. So it's not just put them in front of a movie and, you know, wait for mom and dad to get here. It's still engaged and still a lot of fun.
Okay. So I want to ask you, has Camp Curiosity grown for the upcoming summer of 2022?
Yes, we are almost tripling in size from last summer. Last summer, we really kind of just reeled in and just offered a smaller program due to COVID. And so this year, we're coming back in full force.
You did mention like the amount of kids who are going to participate is triple the amount mm-hmm. compared to last year. So that's a significant amount of growth, which is awesome.
Yeah, we're excited.
That's awesome. So can you tell us about the popular cooking programs that you guys offer at Camp Curiosity?
Yes. Yeah, so we're very fortunate here being on campus to have a teaching kitchen, which is something that's very rare. And I, to my knowledge, is really only one other teaching kitchen outside of the public schools in the county that children younger than high school can have access to. So we have that ability to offer a culinary camp every week of the summer. We offer those as half-day morning programs. We have a certified chef, Miss Michelle. She actually owned her own restaurant, and she teaches over at Falston High School. So she has great experience, and she does everything from bakeology, which is you're making cakes, cookies, things like that, to dining around the world. So you dive into some different cuisines. In our culinary camps, you get the full experience. You get the prep work, the cooking, and then the fun part, what parents always love, is the cleanup. So you learn how to do the cleaning in the kitchen. And so it's that full, well-rounded experience. And then our afternoons, we still utilize the kitchen with our younger kids, our kids in college program, which is that program that gets them a little bit of everything. So at that age, the 6 to 10-year-old olds, they might not have honed in interest, so you get to do art, physical education, science, things like that, and we do give them time in the kitchen to really explore. So, you know, they might be doing edible science and exploding things in the kitchen, or they might be, you know, doing some of the smaller things that you learn in the kitchen as opposed to those big baking and cooking things. But we utilize the kitchen full summer for all 8 weeks, full day.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really cool. I mean, what you guys offer, cooking, theater, video games. I mean, like I mentioned before, like as a video game player myself, I mean, I think that's the one thing that really caught my interest when it came to Camp Curiosity.
Yes, because that's usually the thing. Parents are like, I want to put my kid in camp so that they don't stay home and play video games all day. But these programs, you know, it's not just let's get together and play a game. It's Mr. Jesse, our instructor, is very hands-on. So they learn the ins and outs behind it. So it's video game programming, not just let's get together and play. So it kind of takes that interest that the kids have to a whole nother level and really opens their eyes to, wow, this might be something I really enjoy doing. Maybe I can do this for a job, for a living, you know, and takes them into getting into that thought process of where can I take my passion and how can I use it, you know, down the road.
Mm-hmm. You guys do offer a drama program.
Yes.
And I just wanted to ask you, so how does a drama program really work? What do you guys really do there at Camp Curiosity?
So we have an amazing instructor, Dr. Ben Fisler. He has been with our program for many, many years. He's actually a professor here at the college as well. And again, we are very fortunate to have the resources here at the college that most places don't. We have access to the theater, to the lighting, to the makeup and the staging and everything. So the kids, you know, they come in Monday morning, they get together and they actually write their play. And they go through all the stages of designing their set, to picking costumes, to looking at music and lighting. And at the end of the week, they put on a performance, a live performance, and family and friends are invited and they're on stage. So it's a whole production that they get to that exposure to. So it's really exciting.
That's amazing. I mean, because, you know, from the high school I went to Aberdeen High School. We offered so many theater programs. Mm-hmm. But, you know, seeing as and you guys offer K-12 students, you know,
yes.
Seeing them have having them get the chance of doing something like this so early into their lives, it's just amazing. You know, because there are times where we might have to, you know, push it off maybe well into our adult times. Oh, I'm going to just wait and become an actor at 18, 19. You could become an actor at Camp Curiosity at 5, 6, 7 years old, which is amazing. That's awesome.
Yeah, and it's exciting always to see those younger groups get into it because they are so creative and they're able to write their own play. So they're very invested in it. And half the time I look at the play, I sit there and watch it, and I'm like, I don't actually know what the storyline is because it goes here, there, and everywhere. But they're just so into it and they're just up there and performing and they're so invested because they were involved in every step of the process. So Dr. Ben Fisler, he's really great with the kids, and his programs are always super popular. We run them 4 to 5 times throughout the summer, and usually they have a long wait list. So if any parents out there listening are, you know, want to get their kids into theater, I suggest that you register for those early on.
So you brought some audio from one of the drama camps from Camp Curiosity.
Sure. So it's a recorded performance from one of our 2021 sessions. So it is a performance that the kids put on in the Black Box Theater on here on campus, and they also used other areas of Joppa Hall to really, you know, put on their performance. So part of it's in the lecture hall, and it's a hands-on experience. The kids develop their own play, and the camera work might be a little shaky because the kids actually were the ones recording and everything. They have all access to doing everything. So I sent over some clips from that. So I really hope that, you know, you're able to kind of listen in and see what the kids were able to develop.
Well, all right, let's hear that now.
Computer's dead, phone's dead. Someone cut the wire.
Check your cell service.
No service.
No service.
No service.
So you're telling me that the computer's dead,
mm-hmm.
the phone is dead,
mm-hmm. yeah,
and we have no service.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
What time is it?
Like 3 p.m.
Yeah, about that. I have a hair appointment at 3.
Oh my god.
Seriously?
It's not important.
It is important to me, okay? My boyfriend just died. I don't know if you forgot or something.
He was not your boyfriend.
Whatever, it was traumatic. Then, we have no cell service. Then, I get blood on my purse. And now, my hair looks bad. So when I die, I'm not gonna have good
Why
hair.
Why do you only ever?
Moving on, I want to ask you, what are the popular technology programs that you guys offer at Camp Curiosity?
Sure. So some of our most popular ones are video game ones like Roblox and Minecraft. But we also offer things like digital animation and circuits and programming and 3D modeling. So a little bit of everything. Each week we try to offer something different. Our lead technology instructor, Mr. Jesse, he's very creative and he comes from a field of expertise in this area. So he brings a whole wealth of knowledge and it's very hands-on. The kids are in the computer lab, but then they're also tinkering and, you know, working with the circuits hands-on. So it's very engaging, a very high energy. If you ever step into his class, you would never expect that, you know, he's a tech guy because he's kind of dancing around the room and getting the kids involved. And so it's really exciting that we're very fortunate to have him. And we are actually able to get kids into these tech programs as early as 8 years old, which is very uncommon. So he's able to differentiate the learning and really work with those younger students because they're interested in as well, and make sure that their understanding is there and that the curriculum that he's working with them is at their level.
That's amazing. 8 years old?
Yes. Can you imagine being 8 years old, breaking open a computer and learning how to build your own PC?
I want to go ahead and ask you, so have you guys expanded the technology offerings at Camp Curiosity?
Yes, we will be expanding them this year. So this summer we are offering at least one technology program per week. And then we are also bringing in a second technology instructor, Miss Elise, who has experience in a variety of different things. And she's actually the one that's going to break down that computer with the kids and rebuild it with them. So we're able to offer at least one, if not two, technology programs a week for ages 8 to 17. So there won't be as big of a wait list as we've had in the past, I'm hoping.
So the music camps that you guys offer at Camp Curiosity, what are the music camps like?
Sure. So we are actually expanding those programs as well. Typically in the past, we have offered 1 to 2music programs. Our biggest program is our Summer Strings program, and that's a week-long orchestra camp. And so the kids come in, they're middle school, high school, they bring their instruments, they learn the music, and they put on a final performance at the end of the week. This year, we are bringing in a band-specific camp for middle schoolers to really help them with that middle school age group, as well as to gear them up for high school band, because that's a complete jump. From middle to high school and their, you know, their expertise and their experience levels. And I'm really excited. This year, we're also bringing in a ukulele camp, which I, to be completely honest, had to look up what a ukulele even was when I first got brought that idea. And so we're, you know, bringing that camp in. So anyone who has the interest of learning a musical instrument, we will have ukuleles here on campus and you'll be able to pick it up on Monday and learn throughout the week. By Friday, be able to put on a little mini performance for your family and friends.
All right. I want to ask you, you don't happen to have an example of any audio that you guys might have produced at the music camp, right?
Oh, of course I do. So I have brought along with me our Summer Strings performance from last summer. So last summer it was a virtual performance for safety precautions, but we recorded it and we were able to send it out to all of the kids' families. So that is a really great performance that I hope you are able to share.
You know, I want to go ahead and let's hear that right now.
Thank you.
Are the sports camps at Camp Curiosity popular here in the county?
Sure. So that is something that has been growing in population here in the county. We offer athletic-based camps for our younger children. So the elementary age group who really enjoy being physically active. So within our kids in college program, they get time outside as well as in the gym. And we have everything from floor hockey to basketball to the sit-upon scooters to those big parachutes that I'm sure you remember, you know, in gym class. And so those are extremely popular. And this year, we are actually working with the athletic department here on campus with the college coaches, and we are going to be offering youth clinics. So for elementary, middle, and high school students, we have a few coaches that are coming on campus, and they'll be doing clinics in the evening or some during the day. And it's a really great opportunity for those young athletes who are looking to expand their skill set to really work with a college level coach is huge. And that's something that's really not well known in the county.
That's awesome. So I want to move on over and ask you, are there any other camps that you would like to highlight?
Sure. So I think one of the biggest ones that I like to highlight is our Kids in College program. So that is for our elementary school students. That's from 6 to 10 years old. And that's a full day camp. This is a really great one for students who don't have a specific interest in art or, you know, in technology. They're not just driven to just do one thing all day. They get a little bit of everything in this camp. So anything from science to cooking to hiking outside. So it is a real good traditional summer camp experience for those kids, and really opens their eyes to everything that the college can have to offer to them down the road. Another program that I really want to highlight that we're bringing in this summer is our Dance Intensive Camp. And so that is with a certified dance instructor, Miss Lexi. And so we're offering that for the first 2 weeks. And that's a really exciting program because you'll be able to get into our dance studio, which is another resource that here that we have on campus that most places don't. So you'll be able to do anything from jazz to ballet and really work with a certified dance instructor to hone that skill, or if you know, have no experience, to really, you know, learn the art of dance. And they will also be putting on a final performance at the end of the week for that program as well.
Oh man, that's awesome. So I want to ask you though, with a camp like this where we'll be having counselors and teachers, you know, you'll be taking care of kids. For the parents, what are the most common questions and concerns that parents have for you?
Sure. So our biggest one, surprising, is lunch. What does my kid do for lunch? Do they have to pack? Do you provide lunch? So going forward this year, and as well as last year, we are having kids pack their own lunch, and they will be eating in their classroom. Years past, the college used to provide lunch for the kids, and we used to hike them all down to the Chesapeake's dining hall, and that is all great, and it was a great experience, but it takes away the time that they get to be doing the activities that they're there to do, as opposed to, you know, spending that 30 minutes to hike across campus. So we do require that all students that are here for a full-day program pack their own lunch. Another question that we get around lunch is, will you microwave my kid's lunch? Will you put it in a freezer? No, none of that is possible for hundreds of kids. We do not have big enough microwaves to microwave every child's lunch. So we do just ask that parents pack their own lunch in, you know, a lunchbox or a cooler of some sort with an ice pack and something that does not need to be reheated.
Where do you see your youth programs going in the future?
Sure. So we just plan to expand and, you know, take over. We want to be able to offer everything on all corners of the county. We, as a college, have a great opportunity at the Leading Edge Center down in Edgewood that we just opened up. And so we're hoping to potentially get some youth programming in there to really service that side of the county, and just kind of really continue to offer programs that the community needs or wants, and to expose the children as early as, you know, those two-year-olds that go to the ELC to the college and what resources that the college has. You don't need to go to a four-year degree. You can come here and get your, you know, work in the trades or, you know, what have you. So just kind of exposing them to the opportunities that they have, because Harford County can be a very small county, and just showing them that there's resources here for them.
How do parents find more information about Camp Curiosity?
Sure. So if you go to our website, we have all the information that you could ever imagine on there. go to hartford.edu and then you can search Camp Curiosity. We do have our own page on the college website. And up there is our course catalog, which has every listing of everything that we are offering for summer 2022, as well as our parent guardian handbook. So it's like a FAQ. So all the questions that those parents might have about what their kid might be doing, what they need to bring to camp, how much does camp cost, we got it up there. And if they do have any other questions, our contact information, like our phone number and our email address is up there too. And parents are always welcome to contact us with any questions they might have around their child.
Kelly, I just wanted to just thank you for taking the time out of your day just to come on here and, you know, really talk to not only me, but to the students, staff, faculty in the campus here at HCC just about Camp Curiosity. This is a great program, and I just want to thank you once again.
Sure. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for this upcoming summer. It's going to be great.
Thanks to Kelly Pulaski for taking valuable time to speak with us about the diverse opportunities for young people. We know more great things are coming our way. That's all for today. In case you missed the contact information, here it is again. Information about Camp Curiosity can be found on the HCC website or call 443-412-2468. You can also email campcuriosity@hartford.edu. Registration for camps in summer of 2022 opens January 24th. Special thanks go to Daniel Edmasu, producer Keyshawn Thomas, and to Mohammed Bangora for our theme music. There's an extended version of this interview on our podcast, HCC 360. You can find it wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Via Skinner, and HCC 360 will be back next month with another deep dive into amazing opportunities at Harford Community College. Thanks for listening.